Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. This week, Earplay presents Wings by Arthur Kopit. Kopit is the author of Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and I'm Feeling So Sad, for which he received the Outer Circle Award and the Vernon Rice Award. In the spring of 1968, his best-known play, Indians, was produced by the Royal Shakespeare Company in London and subsequently at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. and on Broadway. It has since been filmed by Robert Altman as Buffalo Bill and the Indians. Earplay commissioned Kopit to write an original play for radio. Wings by Arthur Kopit.
Images with birds of this rage is beneath. Never seen this kind of thing before. Where am I?
Okay.
How'd I get here?
We're not hurt.
Something has befallen me.
My leg. What's my name? Feels wet arms. With two bellies, same chin, knows everything.
Where are they taking me?
In front of me, same sticky
doors. Many doors
have fallen, cannot move at all. Sky
gliding.
Dark cannot
feel as if I'm gliding. Feels cool, nice. Yes, this is the life, all right.
What has happened to my plane?
I have crashed.
We
Too many doors. Too many
doors. Oh, she can sit in the air, she is. She can sit in the air, she is.
Look at how you changed your mind.
I'm scared. Oh, my God.
What's my name?
All round faces of which nothing known, no sense ever, all wiped out blank. Quite like ice, I think, saw it once flying over something, someplace. All with white sky and sea clouds, ice almost crashed. Couldn't tell where I was, going right side up, topsy-turvy, under, over. I was flying, actually, if I can, I do, yes, do recall. Upside down, can't believe it, almost scraped my head upon the water. I couldn't tell which way was up, wasn't even dizzy. Strange things happen to me that they do.
What's my name?
I don't know my name.
Where's my arm? I don't have an arm. What's an arm?
A, B, A, B, C, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, D, E, 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, what? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 2, 3, 5, 7. Ah, better, yes, no problem. I'm okay, soon be out, soon be over, storm. Will pass, I'm sure, always has. Help.
Mrs. Stilson? Mrs. Stilson? It's possible she can hear, but she may not be able to respond. Mrs. Stilson?
Still, sun,
call me if there's any
moon,
change.
Two, or three times happened, maybe. Blubbage, rubbaged, went stuff and down, a third did, four did me. Nothing there, try again. Window. Up and heard, known them, know I know them. Once upon a... birds. That's it. Better. Getting better. Soon be out of here. Out of where? Dark space, vast of in I am, or so it seems, feels. Nothing much to go on, really. Once. Lost it. No, here, back. Thanks. Work fast now. Yes, empty, vast reach of space. Desert, think they called it. Come back to that anyhow. Down I something what. Fell, yes, while dead stick, dead of night, thought the stars were airport lights. Upside down was I, what a way to go, felt embarrassed, really glad no one saw me. Anyhow, tubbish blaxed and wrinkled, I commenced, where's it gone? Somewhere I flubbished, please come back quackly, quickly, sickly, quickly. Thank you, anyhow. There I was, crawling like a rop, like a what? Flop up, what pop? That's the way I felt the sand. Still can feel it, actually. Hear the wind all alone somehow. Wasn't scared. Why a mystery? Vast, dark track of space. We've all got to die, that I know. Anyhow, then day came as I'd hoped it would. Light came with it. So with this, you'd think, you'd expect. Just hold on. They will find me. It occurs to me that I am not alone. How long have I been here? And wrapped in dark. And remember nothing. What a strange adventure I am having. Perhaps the pork shop fleetish, yes. Of course I'd, if present, no doubt call us in or Morris out as we did, I think, in the service was, yes, good old times. Oh, what my son's name was, cannot for the life of me, yet face gleams, smiles when I tell what I did to what his name was, cannot see it pleasant here anyway. Palms now ocean, sea breeze floating up, I go swoop down with me. At least I think it's me. Yes. Out there, walking, not holding, even, yes, danger ever present, how I loved it, loved it. Still no doubt will again hear them cheering, wish to waltz away to some place like Romania. Nothing, of course, beyond that, yet one too came before the yeast rose, bubbled, and my chute didn't open properly. Still for a girl did wonders getting down, and it was Charles. No, Charlie. Who is Charlie? See him facing gleam, smiling as they tell him who I is. Stop, hold, cut. Stop here, wait. Stop, cut. Stop, come out, break out. Light, seem it coming in, crack, just a crack. Get out, get ready, heart, can I? Yes, feel it pounding light. I see it, lids, I think they call them. Come back to that. Anyhow, here it is, new. I should be patient, should be what? Come back to that. Here it is. Amen. Not religious, still can't hurt. Here it is. Here it comes, lids rising of their own accord. Cannot stop it. Something underway. About to see, I think, I hope, would expect. So going slowly, just a knife slit opening of light, but getting bigger, getting larger. I can almost see the place I'm in, and oh, my God, oh, my God. Now I see. Mm-hmm. Now I understand. Mm-hmm. They've got me! Oh, my God!
Mrs. Stilton, can you open up your eyes?
Don't know how.
Mrs. Stilton, you just opened up your eyes. We saw you. Can you open them again? Mrs. Stilton.
My name, then. Mrs. Stilson. My name, then, Mrs. Howard? The room that I am in is large, square. What does large mean? Means, oh, come back for that. The way I'm turned, I can see a window. When I'm on my back, the window isn't there.
Mrs. Stilson, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mrs. Stilson, can you hear me?
Yes, I said yes. What's wrong with you?
Mrs. Stilson, if you can hear us, nod your head.
All right, if that's how you want to play it. There. Nodded.
Mrs. Stilson, if you can hear us, nod your head.
Oh, my God. This is grotesque.
What's this?
Can you tell me your name?
Can you stick out your tongue?
Mm-hmm. What day did you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Stick your arm up there. Hold the door up there.
Picture with the pencil.
Can you tell me your name?
Now close your eyes.
How it came to pass that I was captured. Hard to say, really. I'll come back to that. The room that I've been put in this time is quite large, square. What does large mean? Two reasons why it's hard for me to turn. One, I'm missing half my arms and legs. Yes, it's true. Very weird, I know. Two, they've strapped me down. Three, the tubes get in the way. Something wrong there. Four reasons why it's hard for me to... This is not a hospital, of course, and I know it.
What it is a farmhouse made up to look like a hospital. Why? I'll come back to that.
Hello. Wondered if you'd like some pudding.
No.
Good. Well, then, here it is.
What the hell's she doing?
Come on, open up. Don't you want it?
No.
Well, then, open up. Can't eat if your mouth isn't shut.
Here's what happened then, near as I can figure. I was in my plane and crashed. Not unusual, still in all, not too common. Neither is it very grub. Plexit, rather, or I'd say propopic. Well, that's that jungle ball. Anyhow, to resume what I had for lunch? That's not it. Good books I have read. Good what? Done what? What is going on? What? Do the busy here. Get inside this rubbish all around. Let the wantle do some yes off for it above some in locker room. Whoosh! What with nutty gut at it and crushing inside out, so what's it, watch it, funnel vortex sucking into backlats, watch it get out. Lost in, caught in, spinning right, grab, drop it, help. Whoosh! Cannot stop it on its own, has me where it wants, what? Plane. Ah, see it. Thanks. Okay. On to back we were, and here it is. Slow down. Easy now. Captured. After crashing. That is what we said or was about to think it so, cannot tell for sure. Slow. It's slow. Yet okay, here we go. Captured after crashing by the enemy and brought here to this farm masquerading as a hospital. Why? For I would say offhand information. Of what sort, though hard to tell? For example, questions such as, see if it remembers. Yes. Good. Here it comes. Questions such as, can I raise my finger? Who's the president? How many nickels in a rhyme? Questions such as these? To what use can they be to the enemy? Hard to tell from here. From within, I mean. Nonetheless, I would say must be other information I possess that they want. Well, won't give it. I'll escape. Strange things happen to me. That is true. Good thing I'm all right. Must be in Romania. Just a hunch, of course. Shh, shh, shh. Someone's coming. Shut my eyes. Don't know how. Good. There they go. Thank you.
Mrs. Stilson, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you some questions. Some will be easy, some will be hard. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, I'd say, oh, well, yes, that's where the rub is.
Good, okay. Now, where were you born?
Never, not at all. Here the match wandles up. You know, and rats, flames, fires, I keep careful always.
Right,
so that...
right. Where were you born?
Ooh, well now, that's a good thing, knowing you should, of course, wouldn't call it such as I did. And injurations or oplobia, could it? No, not really. Second.
Mrs. Stilson, can you cough?
Somewhat.
Well, would you show me how you cough?
Well now, not so easy. What you promptly is to put these bushes open and...
No, Mrs. Stilson, I'm sorry. I would like to hear you cough.
Oh.
Thank you. Mrs. Stilson, are there 7 days in a week?
Seven, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there 5 days in a week?
No.
Mm-hmm. Can a stone float on water?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Stilson, now I have some objects here. Put them out on the desk here. Do you see them? All right. right. Could you point to the toothbrush? No, that's not the toothbrush. Could you point to the toothbrush? Mrs. Dilson, here. Take this object in your hand. That's it. Take it in your hand. Reach out. All right. Do you know what that object is? Right. Very good. Now, put it down. Mm-hmm. Now, could you show me what you do with it? No, don't pick it up. Pretend you have it in your hand. Pretend to show me what you do with it. Now, what would you do with it, Mrs. Stilson? Pretend to show me what you do with it. Pretend you have it in your hand. Mrs. Stilson, what is the name of the object you are looking at?
Oh, it's wumbly and not at all rigged or tuned like we might have Twenter or Turing to work it. I don't know.
Pick it up.
Two bridge.
Show me what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Dark now again out the window on my side, lying all alone here. I am scared.
Ah, come in. I see you're walking now. That's a good sign. Let's see. 2 months. That's very good. Close the door, would you? Now, please sit down. Yes, that's it. Mrs. Stilson, can you tell me why you're here?
Well, now, I should, for me, some of these heart wound like that, or...
Mrs. Stilson, would you like to know why you're here? I mean, really, why you're here?
I don't trust her. Don't trust anyone.
At home.
Must get word out, send a message where I am. Like a war between me and the others, no one ever gets it right. Even though I tell them right, they're playing tricks on me. Two sides, both, not my friends. Goes in, goes out too fast. Hurts. Do the busy. I'm more right, I talk right. Why acting all these others like I don't? Am I all right? What's she marking? What's she writing? I am go to madness soon.
Okay, up the girl, up the baby. Dinner time. Good. Jello, good for baby. Oh, my, don't we look pretty tonight?
Yesterday my children came. Or anyway, I was told they were my children. Was it yesterday? Never saw them before in my life.
Mrs. Stilson, I have in front of me some common objects. No, don't touch them.
Time has become peculiar, having no knowing of how much long it's been since my capturation.
Can you tell us what this thing is?
They still pretend they do not understand me. I believe they may be mad. No. They're not mad. I am mad. Today I heard it. Everything I speak is wronged. Something has been done to me. And it is frightened.
Mrs. Stilson, Would you repeat this phrase? We live across the street from the school.
Malakats on the forturay are the castor hat of the romancers.
Breakfast. Baby, no make mush mush.
Oh, my God. Dance again.
Here we go, then. Open up. Open wide. That's a baby. Yes. Oh, dear. Dribble, dribble.
Get out! Get out! Take this shit away! Get your hands off of me! Out! Get out! Get out! Out! Get out! Get out! Get out of here! Out! Out! Get out! Bloody, please, no! Mummy! Calming, Robson! Please! Shoot! No! Snubber, please! I can't do it! Coley, would I drop it to
me?
Help me! Yes! Snow fun! Snow fun! Prominent God, was his own God. Come and
all right, here
him.
It is.
Oh,
right.
What I but offer to me him as well, most of all. No, can't do it. I just can't do it.
So I feel her. That thing dangling, thin thing, hand, I think. Feel Amy's hand on my, what, something, shoulders, shoulders. Yes, she smiles. Yes, it can trust her. Must let her know. Amy.
Mrs. Stilson?
Hmm?
You have had what's called a stroke.
The thing is,
yes,
I can't make it do it like it used to.
I understand.
The words, they go in some limes and then out they go. I can't stop them here. Inside, I make maybe globbage to the
Emily,
thing.
Emily, Emily, shh. Emily, did you hear what you just said?
What?
You must listen to what you're saying. Can you remember anything about your life before the accident?
Sometimes, some days. It goes better if I see a thing or smell it. Remembers me back, you see, and I see things that maybe they were me and maybe they were just some thing, you know, that happens in the night when you have your things closed, eyes?
A dream, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your son is bringing a picture of you when you were younger. We thought you might like that. You used to fly, didn't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. I walked out. I walked out on wings. Sitting here on my bed, I can close my eyes. Shut out all that I can't do with hearing my own talking, others' names that used to, well, just be there when I wanted them now or somewhere else, no control. Close my eyes then. Go to, here I go. No one talks here. Images coming. I seem, feel it feels better this way. here's how it goes. This time, I'm still in the middle. Stilson in the middle. Going out, walking out. Wind feels good. Hold the wires. Hear the hum. Down below, far, there they are. Now we turn it, now we spin. Looks more bad than really is. Still needs good balance. And those nerves and that thing, that courage thing, don't fall off. And now I'm out and back. And there's the window.
Good morning, Emily.
Oh, I didn't hear what you was coming here to. Yes, sit down.
What is it?
Something wet.
What is it?
Don't, can't say find it word.
Try. You can find it.
Wet thing many.
Mm-hmm.
On my face seems... Both sides. Yes.
Can you name them? What they are? You do know what they are.
Tears?
Yes, that's right. Very good. Those are tears. And what does that mean?
Sad?
Yes, that's right. Very good. It means that you are sad.
Wonder what's inside of it. I mean, how does it work? What's inside that makes it work?
Would you like to
change? Should I change the channel?
Are you sure?
No, no, I'm fine. I mean, when you think about it all and when you think that it could ever have been possible to be another way. Twisting kind of thing, passage. Ways that lead to something. Door. Somewhere. Probably closed off now. Possibly for good. I mean, forever. What does that mean?
$100, he has won it.
Would you like some candy?
No.
Billy made it.
No. Where was I? Why don't they just leave me when I'm okay? Slipping out of it and... Outside now. How did I do that?
Do you like this new place better?
Oh, well, yes, much. Oh, nice flowers here. People seem more like me. Thank you.
And I see it happen once again. Amy kisses me. Put her... What thing is it? Arm. Yes, arm. Put her arm around my... shoulder. Turns her head away so I can't... Well, it knows what she's doing anyway. may not get much better even though I'm here. No, I know that. I know that. No real need for her to. Then she kisses me again. Walks away. Where am I?
The rich and hitzig stimulate the cortex of a dog with an electric current.
Language without thought, or thought without language. It's also unpredictable, you know, that there are
no actually similar conclusions on the behavioral correlates of each cerebral compulsion.
There are no fixed posts. No fixed boundaries for the victim.
Scientists acquired information about the organization.
This is the
mental activities of the monkey, the dog, the cat, and the rat. Now, the discovery of certain peculiarities and signatures reminiscent of the
shock. I don't understand why.
As I see it now, the plane was going backwards. Really, a wind that strong didn't know it could be. Yet the sky was clear, not a cloud, crystal blue. Gorgeous angels could have lived in sky like that. I think the cyclone must have blown in on the Andes from the sea. Yes. Yes, no question this place better. All these people just like me, I guess.
Mrs. Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is it? Well, now that we're all here on this very lovely afternoon, I thought maybe the
she looks really good.
Yeah.
What?
This new lady here can't remember what her name is. Anyhow, what it is, all dressed like this. Very nice. And I just want to extend a good welcome here on behalf of all of us.
Yes. Well, that's very nice, Billy. Very nice.
Yeah.
Can any of the rest of you remember this woman's name?
I seen her, I think, when it is yesterday. How's that?
Very good. That's right. You met her for the first time yesterday. Now, can any of you remember her name?
Dolores.
No, not Dolores.
She was a quite sight, you know, just a minute. Flatted or what, where, mid
music?
Yeah, right, good, you're right. She was whistling. I caught slides or wooden box down, deepened and tapped, and the foot was, you know, just like this there. With the foot, yeah.
Mrs. Stilson, were you inside listening to some music just now?
Well, now I was, yes.
Slow down. Listen to what you're saying.
Well, yes, I was listening, and it was going in. Good, I think I'd say very good. Yes, I liked it very much. It made it very nice inside.
Very good.
Barbara.
Mrs. Timmons. You heard the music,
too?
Well, good for you. Anyway, I'd like you all to know that this new person in our group is Mrs. Stilson.
Mrs.
Right. Well done, Mr. Brownstein.
Yeah, right. Good guy. It's worked, it in garbage.
That's right. It's working. I told you it would.
Hey, wait. Hold on here. Just remember.
What's that, Billy?
You've been holding out. Pay up. Where is it?
Where is what?
Where is for all what I did all that time labor, which you... Don't kid me. I see you grinning back there, ate up.
Oh.
So where is it? Where's the loot?
For the cheesecake.
That's right. You know it for the cheesecake. Own recipe. Extra special. Pay up.
Billy is a terrific cook.
Oh, yeah. These
used to be. Not much now, what they say, anyhow. See? Look, laughing. Giggles. Tries to hide it. She knows. Come on. Fork over. Hand it over. Don't be cheap.
Oh. What?
Don't be cheap. You know when someone don't pay, you say he's cheap.
Billy, you're not listening.
Okay, not the word, not the right word. What's the word? I'll take any help you can give me.
Cheap.
That's it, that's the word. That's what you are. From now on, I'm going to sell my recipe somewhere else.
Say cheap, Billy.
Cheap. Not right. Okay, try again. This is thing we can work. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Chart. Nope. Not right. You know, really, this could take all day.
Well, then the sooner you do it, the sooner we go on to what I planned.
You've got something planned. You've never got something planned.
I've always got something planned.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that. You're just trying to impress this new lady. What's that word again?
Cheap.
Cheap. Right. Right. Okay. Let's see now. Cheap.
Billy, cheap. You just...
Did I? Good. Well, then we can go on to something else.
Since
it's when you're going to fork over for the cheesecake. I could be a rich man now.
Billy, I never made the cheesecake.
I'll bet you're going to sell the recipe to all the stores or whatnot everywhere. Fancy places. Made
Billy,
all right.
Billy, cheap. Say cheap.
Cheap.
Yes, very good.
Cheap? Cheap, 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 cheap.
I was hoping you could pulse here and get with mustard all this out of this. You get it right. Good. I say, watch it and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, right, right. That's it, right. Good girl.
What it was, how I heard it, how I said it. Not the same, you would think it, but it's not. Sometimes it just goes so fast, in and out, all the sounds. I know they mean... I know they're, well, like with me helping as they're at their in their best way, knowing how I guess they've practiced, so I'd say it's good or even better... Helps me get the dark out just by going, you know, slow and thinking, smiling. It's not easy. Sometimes, how can, well, it's just, I think, these death things. And stuff like, sort of, maybe better not to listen to anything no more at all, or trying even talking, because that, what's good at? I'm so far away. Well, it's crazy. I don't mean it. I don't think. But still, it's just like clouds that you can't push through. Still you do it. Still you try to. I can't hear things. Same as others say them. So the death thing, it comes in. I don't ask it. Just comes in. Plays around in there. I can't get it out of till it's ready, goes out on its own. I guess same for coming. I don't open up the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the room was free.
Amy said could try use her machine. Maybe...
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, no, we'll use another room. Sorry.
Is this on? All right. Now, essentially, a stroke occurs when there is a stoppage, when blood flow ceases in one part of the brain, and that brain can no longer get oxygen and subsequently dies. Okay? Now, depending on which part of the brain is affected by the stroke, you'll see differences in symptoms. Now, what you've had is a left cerebral infarction. Oh, by the way, you're doing much, much better. We were very worried when you first arrived. Essentially, a stroke occurs when there is a stoppage, when blood flow ceases in one part of the brain. And that brain can no longer...
Memory.
Yes. Come on. Anything. Come on, there are lots of things I bet you can talk about. You've been going out a lot lately. With your son? With your niece? What about Rhinebeck?
On Saturday. On Sunday, my son. On Saturday, my son took me to see them out at Rhinebeck.
See what?
What I used to fly in.
Can you think of the word?
What word?
For what you used to fly in?
Planes.
Very good.
For old planes.
That's very, very good.
I sat inside one of them. He said it was like the kind I used to fly in and walk out on wings in. I couldn't believe I could have ever done this. But he said I did. I had. He was very proud. But my head was really hurting bad. And I was, I guess, up here, you know. Mm-hmm. Both. Mm-hmm. Of them
crying.
Yeah. And then all at once, it remembered everything. But now it doesn't.
Are you warm enough?
Oh, yes. This is winter, isn't it?
Yes.
That was just a guess, you know.
Well, it was a good one. Keep it up. Do you know what this is called?
What?
That's falling from the sky.
Where do you get names from?
What? From in here, same as you.
Do you know how you do it?
No.
Then how am I supposed to learn?
I don't really know.
Look. You see, if I put this stuff in my hand, then I know its name.
What's its name?
Snow. It's really nuts, isn't it?
It's peculiar.
A strange thing happened to me, I think last night.
Can you remember it?
Perfectly.
Ah.
I think it may have been, you know, when you sleep.
A dream.
Yes, one of those, but I'm not
sure that it was that. Is it all right if I eat this?
Yes. We used to make a ball of it, then pour maple syrup over it. Did you ever do that?
I don't know. No, I remember. I did. Who was the man yesterday?
What man?
In our group, he seemed all right.
Oh, that was last week.
I thought he was all right. I thought he was like Dr. Martini.
Yes, I know.
And you asked him where his hand was. And I thought, why is Amy joking?
And he knew. He raised his hand.
Yes, that's right. He knew. So I guess we all thought you were joking. Then you asked him?
Where his elbow was.
Yes. And he pointed
to the corner.
That was very scary.
Yes. Yes, it was. What happened to you last night?
Oh, yes, well, this person came into my room. I couldn't know if it was a man or woman, or young or old. I was in my bed, and it came. Didn't seem to have to walk. It came over to my bed, and then it smiled at where I was. And then it said, Emily, we're glad you changed your mind. And then it turned and left.
Was it a doctor? One of the staff?
No, it wasn't.
How do you know?
I just know. Then I left my body.
What?
I was on the... What's the name over me?
Ceiling?
Yes. I was floating like a...
Cloud? Bird?
Yes. Up there at the... ceiling, and I looked down... And I was still there in the bed. Wasn't even scared, which you'd think I would be. And I thought, wow, this is the life, isn't it? It comes now without my asking. Amy's still beside me. But I'm somewhere else. I'm not scared. It's taken me and it's clear again. Something is about to happen. I am in a plane, a Curtis Jenny, and it's night. Winter. Snow is falling. Images without words. Feel the tremble of the wings. How I used to walk out on them. Could I really have done? Yes. What I'd do, I'd strap myself with a tether to the stays. Couldn't see the tether from below then. Out I'd climb. My. But it was wonderful. I could feel the wind. Shut my eyes. All alone. Feel the soaring. But this
is in another time. Where I've been to. It's night. No one else is in the plane. Is it remembering? No. No, I'm simply there again. And I'm lost. I am lost. Completely lost. Have to get to somewhere. Omaha, I think. The radio is out, or rather for some reason picks up only Bucharest. Clouds are all around. No stars, only snow. Don't possess a clue to where I am. Flying blind. Soon to be out of gas. And then the clouds open up a crack, a peak, and lights appear below, faint, a hint, like torches. Down I drop, heart pounding with relief, with joy, hoping for a landing place. I'll take anything, a field, a street, and down I go. No place to land. It's a town, but the smallest. One tiny street is all, three street lamps, no one on the street, all deserted, just a street, and some faint light in the middle of darkness. Still down I go. Maybe I can find a name on a railroad station, find out where I am, but I see nothing I can read, so I begin to circle, though I know I'm wasting precious fuel, and I'll crash if I keep this up. But somehow I just can't tear myself away. Though I know I should pull back on the stick, get the nose up, head north into darkness. Omaha must be north, but no. I keep circling this one small silly street in this one small town. I'm scared to leave it, that's what. As if I guess once away from it, I'll be inside something empty, black and endless. So I keep circling. Madness. But I love it, what I see below. And I just can't give it up. It's that simple. Just can't bring myself to give it up. Then I know I have to. It's a luxury I can't afford. The fuel is running low, almost gone, maybe too late anyway, so I pull the nose up, kick the rudder bank, and head out into darkness, all in terror. God, but it takes effort. Just don't want to do it. But I do. Actually, odd thing, once I did. I broke free. Got into the dark. Found I wasn't even scared. Or was I? Can't remember. Wonder where that town was. Got to Omaha, all right. Was it Omaha? Yes, I think so. Yes. Topeka, that was it. God, but it was wonderful. Awful scary sometimes, though.
Emily? Emily, are you all right?
Around! There has been sword rumble, jumps and jumps. Out goes inside up and takes it. Gives it. Okay. Thank you. Touch her for me, would you? Oh, my. Yes, and here it goes, then. Out there. On the wings. Thank you.
Wings by Arthur Kopit. Mildred Dunnock was heard as Mrs. Stilson, and Cara Duff McCormick as Amy. Others in the cast were Richard Ramos, Zoanne Leroy, Peter Getz, Marianne LePay, and Michael Laskin. Original music for Wings was composed by Herb Pilhofer. The play was directed by John Madden, with technical realization by Tom Vagley. For Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.